IELTS Listening, version 5.4.7.6.8. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1 on page 2 of your question booklet. Section 1. You will hear a woman who wants to rent a vacation cottage telephoning the owner. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 7 on page 2. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm calling about a vacation rental. The name I've been given is Carol Marriott.
I'm Dave, Carol's husband. We own it together.
The joint owners of the cottage are Carol Marriott and her husband Dave. So Dave has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm calling about a vacation rental. The name I've been given is Carol Marriott.
I'm Dave, Carol's husband. We own it together.
Oh, right. Well, some friends of ours rented Astor Cottage from you for a week by the ocean last summer, and they recommended it to us. My husband and I would like to rent it in the fall, for a week.
Okay. When exactly?
We're looking at the week beginning September 21st, if it's available.
Let me check. No, I'm sorry. It's already booked that week. You could have it the previous week from the 14th.
Well, we could manage that week if we change a couple of arrangements. How much would it cost?
That would be $835.
Ah, that's rather more than we wanted to pay, I'm afraid. We were hoping to pay closer to $790, which our friends paid last year.
We also have a slightly smaller cottage called Periwinkle Cottage.
Excuse me? How do you spell the name?
P-E-R-I-W-I-N-K-L-E. Periwinkle. It's available the week you want it, and it's the exact same price that your friends paid last year. I take it you want a place that sleeps just two people, like Astor Cottage?
Yes. Is it near Astor Cottage?
Yeah, it's right across the street.
And what's this cottage like?
Well, it's part of a historic building that was originally a school 100 years ago. It was converted into a post office around 1950. Then, later on, the post office moved, and the building was divided to make two cottages.
So, is it on several floors?
No, it's all on one floor. There's a large living room, a kitchen that's really well equipped, a bedroom, and a bathroom with a tub and a shower.
Oh, very nice.
From the living room, you can go out onto the deck, which is a great place to have your meals when the weather's nice.
That sounds fantastic. Can you see the river that flows through the town from the cottage?
You sure can. It's close by. You can see it from the bedroom.
Okay. Would we need to bring anything? Bedding, say?
That's provided. But we make a small charge for towels, unless you bring your own, of course.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. Because we'll be driving, there'll be plenty of room in the car for things like that. Oh, that reminds me. Is there a garage that we can use?
I'm afraid there isn't one. But you can usually get a parking spot on the street right in front of the cottage.
No problem. We probably won't use the car much while we're there anyway. We like to go for walks.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 8 to 10 on page 2. Now listen and answer questions 8 to 10.
Oh, and what about the town itself? Are there any restaurants in the neighborhood?
There are a few, all within walking distance. A lot of people like the fish restaurant, but in my opinion, the Chinese restaurant has got to be the best for miles around.
That's good to know. We might end up eating out every evening.
Well, why not?
Our friend said the town is pretty famous for antique stores.
That's right. There's a whole bunch of them, at least 10 on the main street.
Marvelous. Okay, I'd like to make the booking, please.
Great. We ask for a deposit of $200 and final payment at least 6 weeks before your stay. But we'll be away ourselves for much of August, so let's say no later than the last day of July. Is that okay with you?
Fine.
Okay. Then let me give you our details so you can send the deposit.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2 on page 3.